Wow, okay. Thank you. I owe you that at least. My God. Well, nice to be here. I was walking down the street today, and I saw this guy on a bicycle, and he was riding his bike, and he was about to go between a parked car and a cab. He only had like this much area. And I could also see the woman in the cab was about to open the door, and he was going to get nailed in the head, you know? And I wanted to yell something to warn him, but I couldn't think of anything short enough to yell that would have all the information that he needed. Because it was happening so fast. I couldn't go, hey, just gonna open the door of the cabin, you're gonna get hit on the bike and go flying and get hurt. I didn't have time for all that, you know? So I just yelled out, bad thing! I wasn't really specific enough. So then I saw this friend of mine, and he was waving to me, like from across the street. And I wanted to wave back, but I was eating a peach, you know? So I waved the peach at him. It's like waving a peach like this. I felt really weird, but I thought, you know, f*** it, I'll wait. I know the guy. I'll wave a peach at him. I don't care. So I'm just waving it like, yeah, here you are. And then I realized it's not my friend, you know? Somebody that kind of looks like him. And he's waving at somebody over there, so they're all set. They got the waving, and I'm just waving his peach for nobody, you know? So I just kept, I just started going, look, I have a peach. Look what a fine peach I have. It is a peach, and I have it here, and you're looking at it. Peach. Because I'd rather they thought I was crazy than stupid. I think that's always a good thing to do. If you do something and people think you're stupid, just go for crazy. You get more respect that way. Because nobody likes stupid people. This is how people talk to stupid people. What are you, stupid? Yeah, you're so stupid. You stupid. Get out of here, you stupid. That's how they talk to them. But crazy people, they go, hey man, how you doing? How are you? How are you? All right. I'd rather be treated that way. And it's an easy thing to turn stupid into crazy. It's an easy spin, you know? Like, say you're in a restaurant, you're looking for the bathroom or something, and you walk into the kitchen by mistake. Everyone is like, look at this guy, he's f***ing stupid. Look at him, did you see that? And then you just go, and they'll let you pee in there. You can f*** on the floor, you're the man. You know when you're in an elevator, and you ever do this, you get in an elevator, there's already people on, right? And you go to press your floor button, and it's already been pressed, it's all lit up. You know, and they all saw you starting to go for it, and then you don't want to press it. Then you get that thing where you make that noise where you don't actually make words. You know the thing you get on, you're like, oh, I didn't see that. I just say, I wasn't pressing the button, I'm pressing the air in front of the button, right here, yep. I'm going to a floor that you know nothing about, man. I'm going to the floor. 1, 2, 3, four. I moved in with my girlfriend. We live together now. And it's kind of cool, you know, living with her. I really, really like it. She works. She actually does stuff. And I just sit around all day. I don't do anything. And then she comes home. The other day she came home. She's like, what are you doing? I told you to mow the lawn. Why didn't you mow the lawn? And I said, oh, mow the lawn? I thought you said watch TV. Sounded like that. I'm done. I did that. I don't do anything all day. I used to have a day job. I used to work for this guy who paid me to walk around in his apartment wearing leather shorts. But it was kind of boring, so I moved on. I mostly just sit around. I sleep a lot. I don't take good care of myself. I don't exercise. I don't go to the beach or anything, you know, because I have red hair, so I don't really tan. I just kind of burst into flames, you know. But I don't take care of myself. One way I'm really lucky, though, I've always been one of those people where I can eat anything I want, and I just get really fat. I just get huge like a pig. It's so easy. I went to a movie the other night. I went to this movie, and the theater was totally empty. I was the only person in the whole theater. It was really weird. So I sat down, and then this other guy walks in, and he sat right behind me. You know, what the f***? Really? And it wouldn't have bothered me, except for as soon as the movie started, he starts poking me like this, you know? Like right in the back of the head, really f***ing hard, just poking me over and over again like this, just not stopping, just bam, bam. So I ignored him for like an hour. I don't like strangers sometimes. Strangers weird me out. I saw this guy in the bus today. Have you ever seen somebody that you don't know again? You know what I'm talking about? Somebody's like, they're just a total stranger, but they keep like popping up once in a while. Like God is running out of extras in a movie of your life or something. Starting to reuse people. All right, you go be the guy on the bus. But I was just the jogger. Just go and put a hat on. I don't know. Yeah. I like to do some impressions now. I don't do a lot of impressions. I do very few of them, but I do them pretty well. So I just cut it down to the few that I know. So here's the first one. This is my impression of a superhero being propositioned by a hooker. Okay? A superhero being propositioned by a hooker. Hey, baby, want to have a good time? No! Okay, now this is... This is a guy who doesn't know how to match his face to what he's saying, okay? A guy who doesn't know how to match his face to what he's saying. You guys gotta get out, the place is burning down. Okay. Now this is John F. Kennedy. It's the only famous guy I do. But I can only do him as a prostitute in Saigon. It's the only way I can actually... John F. Kennedy is a prostitute. It's like, me so horny. I love you long time, Joe. I f***y sucky. Yeah. So anyway, So my girlfriend moved in, and it's kind of cool, you know, in some ways. So I had to throw away a lot of pornography. A lot. Like, I sold some. I actually made about $40,000. It was a lot. But, it's interesting. When you live with your loved one, your voice changes over time. It really does. Like, after, you know, 1 month, it's pretty normal. You're like, hey, honey. You know, how's it going? Whatever you say, you know. Hey, how's it going, honey? That's how I talk.
Hey, what's up, honey?
How you doing, man? Hey, I'll see you. I guess I'll see you later. All right. And then, you know, 3 months go by, and you go, hey, honey, you know what I'm... You get that annoying, greedy thing.
Honey, where did I put the thing? What do you mean?
And then another six months go by, and you go,
honey, it's hot.
And then, like, a year goes by, and you're like, but I'm glad I kind of have a normal life now. I used to be kind of up. I used to drink a lot. And drinking is bad for you. But the only good thing about it is you get an education. Because people that are real drunks always come away with their little piece of wisdom, you know? Like, one thing I learned from being drunk is that if you ever go Christmas caroling, You should go with like a group of people. If you go alone and drunk, it's just not taken the same way for some reason. And you should also go like around December. That's the time of year you really want to. Because if you're out in July and you're outside your ex-girlfriend's house and you're naked with a heart on and a bottle of bourbon, you're going, Jingle Bells! Santa! Most people don't consider that caroling. Most circuit court judges don't call that caroling. So this is an amazing city, you know? San Francisco is kind of incredible in a lot of ways. I'm not kissing your ass. Sorry. No, I really like it here, and there's a lot of really weird to... The sex stores are like, there's so many of them, and you gotta go in them. So, you know, I went in there, and I learned that, you know, there's no real perversion in sex anymore because everything has a category, and everything has a market now. So there really isn't any freaks, you know? Like, maybe you think that you're a freak, but you're not. Forget it. Like, maybe you think you're the only person that likes to, like, dress like Hitler and have a nun throw Jell-O at your balls or something like that, okay? You think you're the only one, and then you find out that there's a whole magazine just for that. You're not a freak, you're just a sucker. You're a target, like everybody else, you know? And there's some things I wouldn't do, you know? Like, some things, like, I don't know, I don't care. Anything that seems like it's sex, I'll try it. But, like, I wouldn't try S&M. That's one thing I won't try, because that's a real commitment, you know? Because, like, I won't let a woman spank me. I won't even try it. Because what if I really like it, you know? Then I'm Then I'm, it's over. Because then you gotta buy all that you know? You gotta buy all that stuff. Seriously. You gotta go out, you know, a woman spanks me, the next day I gotta go out, I gotta buy the, you know, the leather hood with a zipper and mouth thing, and the ball in the mouth harness horse guy thing, and the leash with the studs, and the clamps on my balls, and the butt plug, and a thing with the, like, hanging from the nipples thing, you know, with a harness, and I've got to rig this. It's like skiing. You got to buy all that shit, you know? And the thing is that you gotta buy it. You have to. It's not like other purchases that are sort of like you decide if you want. You really gotta buy it. You know, it's not like should I get the clamps on my balls? Or maybe I'll buy a shirt. I was thinking about it. No. It's like, I gotta have a clamp on my balls, you know. Oh, the $2,000. Put it on. I don't care. Just charge it, you know. I don't want to need a clamp on my balls. That's the point. So, I wouldn't try that. I guess there's a lot of things I wouldn't try. I wouldn't try the nun Jell-O on the balls thing. I tried it. It wasn't that great. But another thing I wouldn't... I remember once I was... I don't think I'd do the gay thing because that whole ass part, you know, really... Just personally, I don't... Not even the man thing. It's the ass part, really. Because even sometimes with your woman, she'll get a finger in there a little bit when you're fooling around with her. That happens. And I appreciate the thoughts. I really do. I, you know. I know she's doing that for me, you know? But every time I feel a comment on it, I'm like, no. What are you doing? Who told you to do that? Was it me? No, then please don't. It's like an alarm goes, you know. Time I had, you know, one time I was with this woman and we're fooling around, and she asked me, she was like, have you ever had anybody shove anything up your ass? Have you ever tried that? And I said, no. That's a question you can answer right away if it's no. It's like, no, I don't think so. No, no, I know I have no. And then she asked me, well, do you want something up your ass? Have you ever wanted that? Have you ever felt like you wanted? I thought, you know, no, I mean, I've never really felt like anything was really missing from up there, you know? I think I'm all set in that I never really saw anything in the world that made me go, you know, that really should be in my ass. Why isn't that? Come on, put that in my ass. What are you doing? Come on. So, you know, then she asked me, well, would you let me put something in your ass? And then now we're moving up the thing, you know, it's, have you, no, would you want, no, would you let? It's a different thing, you know? So I said, well, what do you, what, like what? And she said, well, what would you let me put in your ass? And I was like, well, I never had to make this list before. I don't know. Definite no's, you know, like Disneyland. I don't want that up there, you know? And not because it's too big, just because it's not, I hate the whole, you know, Mickey Mouse, he's not funny. You know, he was never funny. When I was a kid, I used to watch, this isn't funny. Like, Bugs Bunny's funny, you know? He's like, hey, you know, he's a funny guy. And he had jokes, and he was funny, but Mickey Mouse was just always, you know, oh, too much water, or something like that, you know? He's not about him. I met this woman the other night. This is kind of weird. She had a pierced tongue. I've met people like that before, but I asked her because I got to know her, why do you have a pierced tongue? What is that for? And she said, well, it enhances oral sex. You know, and I thought, why? I mean, I really never felt like oral sex needed any help, really, you know? Enhancement. I think it's pretty good the way it is. You know, I think we have a lot of problems we should spend time on in the world before we start spending time improving the greatest f-ing thing ever. You know, I can't remember any time that somebody's been that I've actually thought, you know, this is really boring. Is that just gonna, is that it? Just suck it? That's all? Just put a metal ball in there or something. Put a bicycle chain in your mouth. Come on! But one thing I've been trying out, I want to try this on you guys right now. I'd like to do a little demonstration for you. You know when you go to a restaurant and you order breakfast and then they take your order, they yell it into the kitchen. But they change it. They use a code. You know, well, I came up with my own code. I have a code that covers all breakfast foods that anyone could order, and I'd like to show it to you right now. But I need a little help. Sir, can you help me out, please? I need you to order breakfast, okay? Just order your favorite breakfast, big hearty breakfast, and I'll translate it using the code, all right? I don't know if they can hear you, but go ahead. Just shout out. What do you want?
Can I have an order of biscuits and gravy?
Okay, come on. Pour it on. What else?
Denver omelet, side of sausage, bacon.
Denver omelet, side of sausage, bacon, and what were the first two things?
Biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy, okay. Two eggs, rack them, the pig, and the toast. Wax lip, stupid. Wake up the monkey and show him a dollar. Shave my back and slap my sister. And biscuits and gravy. Thank you very much. Good night. Thank you.